This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Morning, studio!
Morning!
All right, let's get to know. A little get to know Monday. Let me ask you a question. Just give me the answer. I'll go first so you guys have a little time to think about it since I did pick out the question. What's the most overrated saying of all time? The most overrated saying of all time. Now I'm going to go first. I hate when someone says, oh, I gave 110% or anything over 100% because you can't. 100% is all you got. That's the full capacity. And I understand you're going to give all you have. That's literally 100%. And don't get me started on literally and figuratively. Or they couldn't write it any better because you can always write it better. So that's my little collection there that I always harp on. So that's the most overrated saying to me, though. Anything over 100%. Amy.
Oh, I mean, I'm trying to think of any. Like, sayings don't really bother me at all. Like, those that you just named, I use all of them, and there's nothing wrong with
them.
Oh,
man.
Oh, boy.
Like, we can't be friends.
So no sayings are overrated?
No, I love them all. Like, glass half full. All the, like...
You're just thinking of all the sayings?
All the ones you
yeah.
named.
I
am like,
okay.
Really, my answer would be that none get on my nerves.
Eddie?
It is what it is.
Love that
oh,
one.
Oh, I don't mind that one.
It is exactly. So dumb.
It is what it is.
Like, what it is. Well, no crap, it is what
well,
it is.
Well, but I think you're missing the point.
What?
I think what it is means is like this is the understood fact. There's nothing you can do about it. So you should go forth knowing that you can't really change the outcome.
Yeah, but you're going to react for whatever it is. Like, you know, it's like, oh, my goodness. Like, I cannot believe my bill was this high.
That has been declared and determined. Stop bothering yourself and putting in extra work worrying about it because you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't change that factor. So stop trying to change it so you can put your focus on other positive.
Exactly.
It's funny you say, like, worry about it, because I also hate no worries. No worries. We're worrying about it. So you can't say, like, oh, no worries. No worries.
No worries.
But you're like Mr. Beach guy, though.
No, I get it. But those sayings are dumb. Like, everything, like, if there's a problem, all right, let's talk about it. It is what it is. That's just dumb.
It's stupid.
I think you say it is what it is just without those words.
How?
No, I'm saying.
It's all good? It's all good, man. It's all good.
We all have the right to be annoyed by whatever we want, but I think you say it is what it is. You just don't use those words.
Okay.
Like, it is what it is means there's nothing I can really do about the outcome of that, so what I must do now is move on with my life and not waste energy.
I do like, we'll be all right. We'll be okay.
What? Is that even a saying? I do like the. Wait, no, that's not a saying.
You never say we'll be all right?
I like, okay. Hello.
Or, I got it.
Yeah, yours aren't saying.
No, or we'll figure it out.
But that's not a saying.
That's not a saying.
That's not a saying.
That's just a
it
response.
Is what it is. It's a saying, and I respect the fact that you hate that one.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
But I was just trying to ask why you hated it, because you probably do say it just without those words.
It's just like, you can say no crap after every time. It is what it is. Well, no crap. You're not helping me.
What?
But I don't think you're understanding why it's said. It doesn't matter. I like it. You're a good guy, and I like it.
I like the saying, let's roll.
Lunchbox.
You can't have your cake and eat it too. No, you can. Like, you literally can have your cake and eat it. Like, you go to a birthday party.
It's not a literal saying.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've Googled this before, and it's a little confusing, but then it makes sense.
Okay, because I hear it, and I'm like, no, you can have your cake and eat it too. Like, if you want something, you can have it.
Literally,
like,
literally.
Yeah, but it's not meant as a literal saying. It means you can't, like, keep possession of your cake and then also eat it, because if you eat it, it doesn't exist anymore. It's in your belly. So you right. can't have it. You can't. Mostly
it.
They would say, if I were to break it down to today's terms, you can't hold your cake in your hands and also swallow it and eat it at the same time.
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was more of like your birthday cake is meant to be shared, not no. just for you.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't make sense. No one knows what it means.
Right. I agree with that. So, I think it's been misinterpreted. No, I think people know what it means. I think it's just not literal. But the meaning of it is you can't hold on to your cake while also eating your cake, because it's all going to be gone, then you'll have nothing to hold.
But why would I want to hold on to it if I have cake in my hand?
It's a stupid thing. I'm just telling you what it really means.
But the cake could represent, represents other things
it's not
in
even
your
about
life.
Cake.
Like,
it's not
it
about
could
cake.
Be about you, like so it you can holding be anything? On the money.
Or, it can, yeah. It's not really cake specific.
Well, I'm not going to eat my money.
No, you don't have to eat it.
Okay, your burger. You can't have your burger and
not,
eat it too.
It's not
literal. But what's the point of having a burger?
I don't know.
See, it's a stupid saying. Stupid.
I will agree that it. Because of the cake reference, it is a bit confusing. Okay. But yes, what it means is you can't have something, but also already have used it up.
Interesting.
Because you've used it up.
Well, I've been thinking of that saying all wrong.
Hey, but
life.
It is what it is.
Stop that.
Yeah, or
so
treat
annoying.
Something poorly and then expect it to be like, you know, expect it to be okay or good. Like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. That's what, when I looked it up one time, that's what I got. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, Lunchbox found a pretty annoying one.
Yeah, it's just pretty annoying because the cake reference is stupid. Because I do like cake, and if I have it, I'm going to eat it, but I can't do them both at the same time.
Ooh, what about can't milk the cow for free? Can't,
no, that's not really what that is.
I've never heard
can't
that
can't have your milk and all that.
No. Drink it too?
Don't. Can't. This one is for living with people before marriage. Well, why pay for the cow when you can get the milk for free? What is it?
Oh, yeah, that sounds right.
Why buy the cow when you can get the
there
milk for free?
That's
there
it.
You go.
But I don't get that.
Which got means it. Why pay money?
Yeah, I know. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Like, Eddie, okay, why would I marry you if you're just going to have make sweet love to me every night for free anyway and not make me marry you?
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh. And eat cake.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Okay, well, I think that's pretty confusing, but we're here. Glad you guys are here. Hope to have a good show today. Hopefully it gets a little more less confusing than that. Let's go and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My fiance and I have decided to call it quits. We've been together 5 years. We got engaged earlier this year, but came to a mutual decision that marriage just wouldn't be best for either of us right now, and we called it off. There are several things we bought together over the years, and now we're trying to decide who gets what. On the list, 55-inch TV, washer and dryer, couch, bed. We're looking for a way to fairly decide who gets each thing. We listen to your show. Do we have a draft?
What?
That's funny. A draft. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that's a good funny. Idea.
And it is funny, and it's good. Any advice is appreciated. I'll start choking.
But if they do it, they got to play that music.
That's from Break Up Betty is who sent this. So, okay, you know what? They weren't married, so legally, I don't really know, and they don't know either who gets what, unless you want to go and prove who bought it off of the credit card. But it sounds, too, like if you're both agreeing that this shouldn't happen, this marriage, that you're okay. You're never going to be great, but you're okay. So if there are only four things, you probably do a snake draft.
What's that?
The person who goes first gets the first pick, but then the second person gets the second and third pick, and then the fourth person gets the last thing.
That sounds fair.
Yeah.
If it's more than that, because it might be more than four things, it probably is. I don't know. I'm just in love with the draft idea now.
Yeah, but who gets the first pick?
You draw that one.
Yeah, right. Or you flip a coin.
And don't do one. Do best of like five.
Okay.
Especially if you're... And you have to have somebody there with you to be that middle person that's also the referee.
The commissioner.
Yeah, you got to have someone that flips it. You can't flip it yourself.
You can't flip your own coin.
Right.
That is true. Now, you can do this because I think that's hilarious. But what I would have said before they suggested the draft is you can kind of value everything out and split it based on the money part of it.
That's exactly what you should do.
No, draft. Draft first.
Yeah.
No, you make a spreadsheet. You itemize everything. All the numbers are there. It's very clear. And you split it 50-50, however it shakes out.
Or you take a chainsaw and you cut each thing in half.
That's not enough.
Yeah. And you take, yes.
That's a value to nobody.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
And also, what if I want the couch more than I want the TV, but the TV is worth more than the couch? Right? That comes into play. You could also play the dibs game.
So that still works, and you can get the couch and he gets the TV, but then something else is going to replace that value, right? So if the couch is less, but you really want it and you get it, you're going to get something else that fills that gap of the price.
Okay. So the adult answer is put it all down.
Yeah.
What's it valued at now? And basically go halfway as much as you can.
As much as you can.
The real way to do it is to do a draft like we do on the show.
100%.
That's the way to do it.
And do a snake draft, though, because that's the only fair way to do it, is who goes first doesn't go third. It goes first, and then the next person goes second and third since they didn't get to go first.
Yep.
Like, to your couch point, like, Ben knew that I really wanted a new washer and dryer because we have had a front loader for a long time, and I want a top loader now. And so he's like, hey, I know it's probably easier to keep the washer and dryer at your house because you're not moving, but let's go ahead and move it to my house because I know you want a new one. So that's how we...
But you don't have it yet. Weren't you going to his house washing clothes still?
Yeah, I'm still have not gotten my top loader yet, but that's
back
okay.
Back order or just haven't?
That's okay.
You can also sell it all and split the money.
You can
do that.
That's
true, too.
That's the problem. Like, my roommate Mark and I, we were going to buy a Jägermeister machine when we were roommates, and it was like $400, and we looked at it, and we were just like, but then... Like, what happens when we are not roommates anymore? Who gets the Jägermeister machine? So we never pulled the trigger because we were going to split it 50-50 because we both loved Jaeger.
And cool story, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. Like, we're going to cut it down the middle, so it is a hard thing.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that relatable story with
this
couple here.
Yeah.
Wow. Because they already bought all this stuff. So yeah.
Nothing to do with Jaeger. Okay.
The value, split value, however you do that. But I would go draft. That's all. And I would record it. Send it to us. It's hilarious. All right. Thank you for that email. Email us anytime. Your questions, your comments, your life. You need life advice, give it to us. Morgan, what's the email address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Alpha males are being replaced with cinnamon roll men.
Oh, no.
What is that?
What does this mean?
Well, I would assume cinnamon roll man is the opposite of alpha males. Alpha males like, I'm here, I rule.
So this is like Eddie saying that women like the pudgy guys. Isn't that what Eddie says?
No, I
don't
think
that
has to do with
physical.
Sweet.
Well, it's the difference in Harry Styles, Timothée Chalamet. They're considered like cinnamon roll men.
Oh, got it.
Sensitivity, style, where alpha men are the Rock.
A manly man.
Yeah, the like, brawny guy.
Ray says he's an alpha man.
Well, that's the question. Who's the most alpha man on this show?
Not even close.
Or Ray.
Yeah, Ray.
Because
he tans, guys. He goes to the tanning salon.
But I think what is alpha? Because alpha doesn't mean just do push-ups. Mm. Alpha's like walks into a room and is a leader. Like in sports, there are alphas. People who go in and they go, you will follow me. I will lead you.
Oh, so do we say you?
You don't have to. No. It can be anything. It can be fighting. It can be leadership. It can be anybody. Alpha is A.
Okay. Well, then it's between you and Scuba Steve.
What?
You think Scuba's alpha?
Yeah.
Have you ever walked into a room with Bobby?
Like an alpha male is the dominant male. If there's a pack, who's the dominant male? There were a pack of me, Mike, Lunchbox, Eddie, and Ray, and Scuba, we were just living, running the prairie, who would be the leader?
It's a no-brainer, Amy.
You naturally lead. So
I don't think you understand.
Okay, so let's eliminate.
Lunchbox is saying, like, he's messing with my head because you do things like, you know, more feminine type things at times.
Well, we don't need to say that.
Exactly.
We just keep going what we're doing here.
We have lotions and stuff.
Well, we don't need to go. I mean, we don't need to bring a bubble bath or anything, you know?
But by that definition of leader of the pack.
Yeah, that's what alpha is, the leader of the pack.
Okay.
So let's remove me, though. Let's take me out of it.
Scuba Steve.
Okay, so let's say of these guys. If who is the alpha male of the group?
Who am I picking between?
Of all, you can say Scuba again. Okay, I just wanted to get it out.
Scuba.
Because?
I just think that he would figure things out. He would naturally
But is he a type A personality? Because alpha males are also type A.
But these guys are not type A.
Yeah, it's,
Lunchbox and Eddie are not.
Yeah, okay. Eddie's not type A.
I'm definitely not type A.
But Eddie's also an excellent type B because he knows he's not a type A. So he will fall in line and be a great type B. And also a big glue guy. Big glue guy.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Mike's also... Mike D's like...
But he's so quiet.
Yeah, he doesn't say anything, so
He'll
we can't really follow him.
I didn't say, guys, you're attacking him. I didn't even finish my sentence.
We're not attacking
him. I literally just said Mike's name, and you guys start, like, knocking him down.
Well, I want to follow him. He just doesn't say anything.
Right, you know what I mean? But I'm not, all I said was his name, and you guys just went to town on him.
Right, okay.
Sorry about that. Offended by this. Like, Mike is like the mad scientist, right? Who's figuring stuff out quietly behind the scenes. And I don't think that he's not a vocal leader. So that would be tough to put him in the alpha. Lunchbox is very vocal, but isn't really a leader.
He's kind of full of it.
Alpha male, that group. Go. Scuba. Second.
Oh, gosh. Second.
Ray?
Oh, yeah. Is he still in it? Okay.
How do you think Ray is alpha? Ray is the most neurotic person ever.
But you can be neurotic.
He can't be a leader.
I got it.
He can't be a leader that way.
It's Scuba, Ray, Mike D.
Whoa.
Lunchbox Eddie.
I would agree with that order.
You have lost
I'd probably
your mind.
Put the leader. I'd probably put the leader.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Scuba and Mike, they're different, but it depends what the challenge is.
Yeah, what are we doing?
And obviously we're just doing
cooking.
Obviously
I got
we're
the lead.
Doing the men here because we could add the women in and
we just did the dudes. We said alpha male.
Right.
If we were camping, I would lead everyone because no one would know how to camp.
Would just be knowledge. I'm saying you have to walk into a room and who takes a leadership role.
Yeah, not me. I'm in the back.
And Ray walks into a room and has a leadership role? Have you guys ever walked into a room with Ray?
Ray's dominant in some situations.
When he's drunk?
That's true. When he's drunk,
that's the only time.
Why are you getting so offended?
Because you guys are blowing my mind with your list.
Well, do you think you're an alpha male just because you're loud?
I command a presence when I walk in a room.
You're loud.
Okay. Do you want a leader that's quiet and doesn't say anything?
Sometimes, if they're going to lead me better, I don't need to just hear somebody yell.
Here's what happens with Lunchbox. He's like, all right, we're doing this. And you start following him, and then you're like, why did we follow him? Like, what are we doing? Because he only thinks about himself. He's not thinking about the group that he's leading. It's just whatever he wants to do.
Eddie, when you think of Ray, do you think he's walking into...
Definitely not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're crazy.
I would still go, if I'm going manly man, which is a stupid, toxic term, I'm still going to go Ray. Of the group.
Man. But he does have a lot of lotions. A lot of lotions.
Lotions aren't bad, dude.
Okay.
That's why you think he's manly, man, because he uses lotions also, so you relate.
Okay, let's do the categories. If you guys were fighting in a fighting tournament, who would win? Ray. If you were doing...
He's Scuba. He's pretty scrappy.
And Ray's in better shape. They'd be in the championship against each other, but I would still take Ray. Ray was a wrestler, too.
That's true. Forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Ray, I'm on board with you.
Yeah!
Yeah, Lunch. Sorry, buddy. I don't think anybody picked you.
Okay. That's fine. You guys go with that army. Come in my army. We'll see who wins.
At what army? What would you be good at leading, though?
Morale? Absolutely. You
would tear us all down.
All you do is make fun of us.
That's what they do in the military. They tear you down to build you back up.
Have you ever been to boot camp?
No, but I have friends that have. Okay.
But when have you ever built any of us up?
You would just tear us down the whole time.
In the history of your existence here, when have you ever built any of us up?
I've built some people up publicly. Every once in a while.
Who?
Yeah, go ahead.
Abby?
No, not Abby. Exactly. She doesn't need to be built up.
What else?
I've told people they do a good job every once in a while.
Negative.
Well, because maybe you don't do a good job, Eddie.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, you made a great video, dude.
Okay,
good job.
Cinnamon roll guys. I'm probably the most cinnamon roll guy, though, at the same time. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Wow.
I'm definitely got a little bit of cinnamon roll in me. But
it's interesting. You do fall into both categories.
That's impossible.
No. Oxymoron.
You're saying you can't be a cinnamon roll and an alpha male?
And alpha male. No, it's the exact opposites.
You can have sensitivity and style and also be a great leader.
Yeah. All right.
No, but like to hear your rebuttal to that instead of all right.
It's almost like you're an alpha male dressed in cinnamon roll.
Or I'm a cinnamon smelling alpha.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Are you boy. The icing on
top? Okay, anything you want to say, Lunchbox, before we end this?
Hey, you guys have fun with your army. I'm going to be winning over here.
Winning what? But you're just saying words.
I'm just saying.
You also have to think that like you have ideas all the time, but who do you take them to?
And actually, and
the man with the money.
But how much, what do you ever get done? What do you ever accomplish?
A lot.
As an alpha? No, I'm going to ask a real question. Because you always have all these ideas. Like, what do you ever do as an alpha? An alpha gets crap done.
I
get a lot of things done every single day.
Come on, list them.
I mean, I get my work done. I get my nap done. I get my family done.
All are very important. But your work, you're being told what to do. The nap is you relaxing.
Yeah. Hey, alpha, you don't think the president takes a nap?
I think Alf.
You don't need the nap. The president has rest times. You got to recharge your body.
For what though? It's a great point.
To lead.
To lead where? What are you leading?
I'm leading my family
to where?
The promised land.
Okay.
The promised land.
Oh.
Where is that?
Now he's Moses. All of a sudden.
He leads the sore losers, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
I mean, that takes a lot of work. So I mean, thank you, Amy. Boom. Perfect. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Eddie couldn't even hack it. He had to quit.
I wasn't a leader. Alpha, I wasn't a leader of that.
He didn't like his leadership.
And
he
thought I never said I was alpha. I'm not
he
alpha.
He's not alpha.
Leave me out of it.
Well, to all the alpha males out there, keep being you. And Cinnamon Roll Man, we love you too. Right, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby. Tell me something good.
Thousands of tourists and locals visit the beachfront restaurant Shuckers in Fort Myers Beach every year, and many of them love the tradition of signing a dollar bill and then you tack it on the wall of the restaurant. We've all seen a place similar to this, right? Where you tack money up and eventually they run out of wall space. And then what do you think they do, Amy, when they run out of wall space?
They take it all down and start over? Use the money for something good?
Yeah, they use the money.
Nailed it.
What about they burn it? No, it's a traditional money burn.
No, they take it down for something good.
Once a year, the staff at Shuckers takes down all the bills and donates them to a local charity. I like it they do that. And then I wonder if people steal a couple bucks.
Interest.
Or they just sit there and if you're just sitting at a wall and there's a bunch of money there.
It's tempting, for sure.
You don't want to watch people. Huh?
Is it though? Is it tempting?
Not to me.
Not to me. I know, but Eddie said it's tempting, I don't think it really is. To him. I could see for some people, but
shout out Shuckers. That is really awesome. Fort Myers Beach. Big fans of Fort Myers. All right, that's it. Thank you guys. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
We got so many things to talk with Amy about. We do a segment called Amy All the Time, Amy All the Time, Amy All the Time.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Number one, the voice request that work asked for you to do with your kids.
Yeah.
Was that weird?
Uber teens. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever seen a request that asked for my kids to be in the spots. And so I thought, okay. And I know that Uber's trying to promote their new teen part of the app where you can feel safe putting your teen in an Uber and they'll get there and they want my kids to try it and then vouch for it.
But mostly it was that they asked for your kids to be in a commercial.
Right.
And were they paying your kids separately?
Don't know the details of that, but you know they're going to ask for payment.
They'll want some of mom's payment.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
I guess I'm okay with it. I think Sashira would be totally down with it if they'll provide her with a coupon for free rides. Then yeah, she'll see if she really likes it, and then she'll share her opinion.
I saw a video of your son mowing the yard.
Yeah.
He looked like almost an adult.
Yeah, he's going to be 13 in August. So I could stick him in an Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no, your daughter going on a date? Or
well,
did she go on a date?
She did. Like a... She said it was a group of friends hanging out, but it was guy, girl, guy, girl, guy, girl. And then Ben went to pick up the boy that was her friend that she was taking. And they, in the car the whole way to Topgolf, he played that song, Cleaning This Gun.
Oh, the Rodney Atkins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is it weird to you that your daughter's going on dates?
Well, I was calling it a date. She wants a clever. It's just friends, Mom. But I mean, come on. So I thought it was fun. Like, I drove over.
But if it's
only
those two, if he's picking up him and he's taking two at a time, even to meet up with other twos, mm-hmm, it's like a triple date.
That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I drove over to Ben's to, like, you know, see her off and wave. And it's fun. I was like, this
oh,
is.
Oh, no.
No, not with him. The boy wasn't there.
Okay.
Ben drove.
Oh, boy.
Ben
oh,
drove
thank
to
goodness.
His house.
Did you show up at Topgolf
no.
and just happen to hit a
no,
few?
No,
oh,
no.
Gosh. Amy shows up dressed like one of the waitresses. Just to check. Oh.
I didn't go. And then, yeah, I mean, Ben didn't stay. He wasn't there. But I just thought in that moment, I was like, this is fun. I like watching my kids get older. I'm here for it.
So, and don't say it, but did the kid have a weird name or something?
Mm-hmm.
Will you write it down?
Well, not weird, but it's like, you know, you want if your daughter's going on a date, do you want it to be with, I don't even know how to.
Don't put the camera on, Amy.
Spell it, okay. Quite honestly.
I can't see anything.
But, you know, can you see?
No way, that's the name of the kid. No way.
Yes, it's like.
That's a nickname.
No.
Amy, show it.
She
that's
said,
a nickname.
I said so.
I would not want my daughter going out with a kid with that name.
Huh? I said, so who are y'all picking up?
Billy.
And Ben and I were both like, what?
I never heard of a human with that name unless it was a nickname of like a wrestler.
Right. So
a wrestler?
Anyway.
I think Undertaker.
I don't know. They're
a Road Warrior.
They're probably just friends, but whatever. It's still.
That's really the kid's name. Are you sure that's not a nickname?
As far as I know, that's his name.
I think that's crazy.
But I wouldn't want to say his name on the radio.
Yeah, no, we definitely won't do that. Amy all the time, Amy all the time, Amy all the time. So you were in a store, and I think this is an interesting thing to talk about, trying on clothes inside of a store. Most of the time you go into the dressing room.
And, we were at Dick's Sporting Goods, yeah, and this guy just stripped down, wanted to try on a shirt. So he took his shirt off, and then
put on the shirt he wanted to try on. And I'm like, okay, well, what's the, I mean, for guys, I get it. Y'all get to do that. I've seen girls do it before with like a sports bra, but they kind of go over to the corner or whatever. And they feel like I'm just trying to do this.
They take the shirt all the way off? The bra all the way off?
No, they have a sport, like a sports bra that covers a lot of things.
No, no, they have a sports bra on under their shirt.
Oh, they make sure they try on a sports bra in the middle of the store.
No, but like men, y'all just get to, I'm like, well, how convenient for him. Mm-hmm. Because the dressing rooms were all the way in the middle other side of the store. And so I was like, he just got to rip his shirt off and try it on.
I don't go skin though.
No, we don't do that.
I do that.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, if I'm going skin, I'll go in a room just out of respect to everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't go skin in the floor. I don't think. Yeah, I don't go skin. If it's like a button up and I have a t-shirt on, maybe I'll put it on over it or a hoodie.
Yeah.
Slide a hoodie over a t-shirt.
That's fine. Anybody can do that. Yeah, but this was no shirt off, shirt on. I was like, okay.
That's funny. All right. And finally, you hypnotize yourself.
Yes. This was back when I was sick. I was so desperate for sleep that I just pulled up YouTube and I typed in meditation to cure yourself. And this hypnosis came up for if you have a cold or flu. And I did it. I listened to the whole thing. I don't know if it's part of what healed me, but maybe. I was talking to my white blood cells. It's weird.
Oh, I bet if you just happen to look in Amy's window then and see her talking to her white blood cells, you'd be
like, I was laying in bed. I don't say it out loud. In my brain, I'm talking. I'm like, okay, white blood cells, now travel. Like, she guides you. It's a guided hypnosis.
And you don't know if it worked.
Well, eventually I got better.
Yeah, her white blood cells got better.
I think I did go to sleep, but I had to picture. She's like, okay, picture syrup pouring down your throat. I went body by body. Like, I started in the head and moved to throat and then chest. So, I don't know. I had a clip at some point.
Here.
Feel that this has repairing elements in the syrup that unite with your body's natural ability to heal and repair. You do not need to know how or what this is, in the same way that you do not need to know how your body automatically heals a cut or a bruise. Your mind is simply a catalyst which ignites and increases your body's healing strength.
Mm-hmm. Feels like Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm. Spoonful of sugar.
Yeah.
Well, that was the throat part, the syrup. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, honestly, I had a sore throat. It felt nice.
Did you pay for that?
Wait, did it work? The sore throat thing?
No, I'm just saying, like, I laid there. I was very calm, and I was like, okay, I'm not above trying it again if I'm sick next time. Mm-hmm. Listen, I was desperate.
I got hypnotized in college once and clucked like a chicken, but I faked the whole thing, right? Got on stage, and they were like, everybody that's not falling for it, you're out. And I was like, surely they're going to say I'm out. They let me on. I performed. I was faking it the whole time. So I never really believed in hypnosis. We went on a vacation last year. I've never told this story. Then there was like this wellness center at this place we were staying. And you could go and they would do like screenings or you could exercise or food. And they had a hypnosis. They had like yoga, meditation, but somebody would do hypnosis. And I told my wife, I said, I want to go do hypnosis just for anxiety. And she was like, I think that's great. And she goes, she doesn't think I really believe that's going to work for me. But I was like, I'm trying new things. I'm going to be hypnotized for anxiety. I'm really going to get working on it. I went in and was like, can you make me a better golfer? And then I had him hypnotize me. I paid like $100 bucks to be hypnotized to be a better golfer.
Did
it
work?
I never told my wife. Nope, didn't work at all. I had him hypnotize me like, when you see the ball, you will feel.
Stop.
And she's like,
that's not what they did. They said that when you see the ball.
It was about hypnotize. No, because they'll hypnotize you about whatever. And my wife's like, how was it? And I said, I feel so much better. You know, I really feel like I'm going to start being my inner. And really, I was like thinking, okay, if I just hit an 8-iron. Like he just said, just focus on that. But that's what I did.
But I think the reason why it didn't work is because you're not believing in it.
That's not how things work.
I feel like with that, they say you have to believe in what you're doing. There has to be
It's like medicine. If you give me medicine that works, but you say you don't, it's not going to work unless you believe it. It's still going to work if I don't believe it or not.
Right, but think about the placebo. Like, you're believing.
But there is that avenue, but that's not it. That's not the
I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe.
If you give me medicine and you say, okay, now you have a sore throat, but I'm going to give you some medicine to fix your sore throat that's been proven to work. I cannot believe it all day, but if it's proven to work, it's going to react to my body in the way that makes the sore throat go away. Right?
Yeah. Unless it's not really not proven to work.
But that's the thing. A doctor can say to you
that's proven.
Hey, I know that.
Yeah, but we're not talking about placebos. Placebos don't work on everybody.
But I'm just saying. But for some people, that's part of it, and why doctors.
My eight iron got no better. I never admitted to my wife. That's why I went in there.
Bottom line.
Okay, that's Amy all the time. Thank you. It's called micro cheating. So it's not like you're making out with somebody else or sneaking around on your husband or wife, but there are micro cheats.
Okay.
What do you think a micro cheat is, Amy? Give me an example of what you, just by the term.
Flirting.
Okay, that could be considered a micro cheat, sure. Eddie?
Yeah, texting.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just like conversation text.
You know what I mean?
Lunchbox?
I would say just like a little cheat, like a little kiss here, a little kiss there.
Well, no, I think that's cheating.
No, it's micro. Like,
No. I think that's physical. I think that's cheating. A little kiss is a little kiss.
A little kiss here, a little kiss there, cheating.
All right, little hold hands.
Okay.
That's micro.
Okay.
PDA?
Well, PDA. I mean, yeah.
Like hold hands PDA, though.
Linger hug.
Oh, a long hug.
Yeah.
That feels creepy more than sexy. A linger hug.
He says linger hug.
A little kiss here,
Like... unknown lunch, like without telling your spouse, like that's a micro cheat.
Oh man,
that's like a mid.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Oh, that's like a cheat. That's tough. Oh, a secret lunch. That's a cheat.
No, right? not if nothing happens. What if you're just eating?
Well, then why not?
Tell her then.
I understand, but that's why it's a micro cheat. Because like it could have led somewhere, but it didn't. It's a micro cheat.
So micro cheats are exactly what they sound like. It's not full cheating. But it's little, and there isn't a for sure list of things that goes into the category. We can kind of insert our own, but some of them, for example, are, let's say I am married and I meet Eddie and I like Eddie and I'm like, oh man, I'm just not going to tell him I'm married. I'm not going to try to do anything, but if I don't tell him I'm married and he's like flirting with me back, that's a micro cheat. You're not giving away the status of your relationship.
Interesting.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Not inviting your partner to like events because you don't want them to like see other people that you might have flirty relationships with at work. Micro cheating.
Okay.
You don't like that one?
I don't know. I feel like there's another name. We need to figure something out.
There's a fundamental issue. Yeah.
Well, right.
That's probably all of these.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Why you're doing it.
You guys didn't mention this one, secretly messaging someone.
Yeah, text.
He said text.
He did say text.
But
you were thinking like Facebook chat.
It doesn't matter, but if you're messaging someone and you don't want your partner to know about it, that's where it gets.
Oh, Snapchat, because it disappears.
Well, you can do that on Instagram too.
You
can do the, what do they call it? Morgan, what do they call it? Instagram DMs. You make it go away.
Vanish mode.
Vanish mode. Thank you, Lunchbox. How do you know that? Okay.
Yeah, how do you know that?
But again, that's all just not letting your person know. It's almost like anything that you're hiding from them is a micro cheat. If it has to do with your relationship. So, like, my wife wouldn't care if I was just texting Amy or Morgan or Abby. She doesn't care if I just text females.
Yeah, but Cindy...
Who's Cindy?
Who's Cindy?
Exactly.
What? Wait, who is that?
My aunt? My aunt Cindy?
No, she meant if it was like somebody we didn't know.
Right. Cindy? If I was just keeping it from her, I think that would be not good, right?
Who's Cindy, Bun?
Dude, my aunt. I told you I have an aunt Cindy.
Wow.
What about liking someone else's social media posts?
You can do that.
Everybody does that.
That's public.
That's public cheat.
Exactly.
But no, unless it's public cheating.
It's not cheating.
But what if you don't really like anybody's, but you only like...
Oh, the bikini girl pics?
That's sus.
Yeah.
But that's not cheating.
Yeah, that's sus, but not cheating.
Yeah.
Okay. Having inside jokes with someone of the opposite sex who isn't your partner?
What? That's nothing. No, that's not a big deal.
That's like all of us.
I'm just reading...
Cindy.
Are we just a big group of micro cheaters?
No, but we have a lot of inside jokes that people might not get.
Like yeah, I think, though, it would be if you're doing it with someone you're kind of flirty with.
Yeah.
More so than professional. Yeah. So micro cheating. Anything I've missed from the list?
Lunchbox?
Man.
Little kiss here.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Little kiss there. If you told your wife you kissed somebody.
As long as there's no tongue.
Right now, like last Friday. You were out. And you accidentally smooched her on the lips. And that's what you said.
She'd be okay as long as there's no tongue.
That's not true.
I brought the audio in, guys. I brought the audio. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is our rule.
Your rule is you can kiss whoever you want, no tongue.
Yeah.
So if you're with a girl and you guys, like, you just start kissing all over your faces, but no tongue.
As long as your mouth doesn't open.
Correct. Like that. Just kissing all over your face.
No tongue.
All over the face. I don't know.
Well, you said no tongue.
It's a good point.
But you can just do this.
Yeah.
And your wife would not care.
Don't think she'd care. She says she doesn't. That's been our rule since day one.
I don't remember this audio.
Has it ever happened?
Oh, when we were dating, I went into a bar and knew the bartender kissed her right on the lips.
Like as a hello? Right?
Yeah, like a hello. That was our greeting.
On the lips?
Well, he does kiss his dad on the lips too. So
yeah, that's true. Right.
That but the bartender?
Else. Yeah. Well, I mean, we had a thing back in the day, but.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. At the Thirsty Nickel? Come on now.
Okay.
Thirsty Nickel. Hey, Morgan, any micro cheats that you would consider that we did not bring up?
Like one that I think about a lot is emotional cheating. Like if they're becoming emotionally connected to somebody else, like they're confiding more in another person than me.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one to me. And the social media one is a thing. Like I definitely pay attention to how people interact on social media. Liking pictures and
comments, likes.
Yep. And how they're interacting. Is there a specific person they're liking a lot of and not other people?
How do you figure that out, though? Like, you go to multiple people's pages and see?
Yeah, honestly, sometimes it'll show up on your Explore page if somebody you know or interacts with a lot shows up.
Gotcha.
And then you start seeing they like it, and it keeps popping up more and more. It's pretty easy to find it.
Research.
Yeah.
So you go searching, though.
Yeah, you got to do a little FBI investigation.
Ray, any micro cheats?
The liking of the pictures, I mean, is the social media. That's micro cheating because especially if some people's spouses and partners aren't on social media. I mean, you could micro cheat easily. I would say those are the people that are most suspect. If one of their partners doesn't have social media, watch out.
You say that like you know somebody.
Oh, I mean, No. I'm speaking for
personal. Said the question was the hottest jobs, and Ray goes crumble cookie girl, uh-huh. And we were like, that's oddly specific.
Very
that yeah. Girl.
I was really trying to say the lady at the bakery at the grocery store, but I couldn't get that word out, so I just said crumble cookie.
Yeah, we hear you, buddy. Okay. Well, everybody, micro cheating's a thing.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Right. Don't do it.
Don't micro. Little kiss there. Little kiss there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A voicemail from Tabitha in Indiana.
Well, I pulled an Amy. I dropped something in the grocery store and just burst out crying. It wasn't because I dropped it. It was just led up to all kinds of other things building up. But your show today made me laugh so hard when you were talking about the rankings of who's the hottest. So funny. Brightens my day. Makes all the other things just melt away for at least the time I'm listening to your podcast. I just want to thank you guys. You're the best.
Thank you for the message. A couple things to unpack. One, Amy told a story about her dropping some stuff and just crying. That's all. That's that story.
It happened.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I take that as a compliment.
Two, Scuba Steve did a bit where he took all of our faces, put them into a symmetry program, and said, here's the hottest and here's the ugliest. It didn't make some people feel good. I felt like it was a bit unfair. But he was like, let's do it again. Mm-mm. And then I said, hey, did people send you pictures? Because nobody sent me a picture. I was like, yeah, because I didn't make people feel good.
Nobody wants to do it again.
He said, then I'll just walk around and take people's picture with my phone today. Because we did that bit last week. I was like, I don't think that's probably the best idea. And I ranked on it pretty good. I don't want to go down the ranking because I think I ranked a little too high.
Yeah, you had a good one.
Yeah. So we're going to punt that bit. But it was funny. But had I known that was the outcome of it, you can listen to the podcast. I don't think I would have done the bit. I felt like it would, like, come on. Morgan and Abby aren't the two worst looking people on the show.
Right. No, that's crazy.
Then who are?
It's not a fun game.
Then who are?
We don't play that.
Yeah, I played. We play secretly when you're not around.
Come on. Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, you always win, though. You're always first place.
I know I am.
All right, let's do the next voicemail, number four.
So this is actually for Mike D or D Stro. I was in my first 5K, which I actually walked. It's insane. I can't believe that you actually run 15 to 20 miles for fun. Ugh, crazy. So my question, though, is how in the world do you stay motivated? I need some more details as to how I can keep this going. So any help and tips would be helpful.
I just see Mike's Instagram stories, and it's like, Went for a run. 16 miles today.
Crazy.
Which is crazy. Yeah, give her a tip, Mike.
The key is starting out small. When I first started running, I would just try to finish a mile. So just add on to that as you go. Don't try to go do a 10K your first time. Just do a mile.
16, 17, 20 miles.
And that's how I did it. I just added a mile each time, and I went further and further.
No, that's how you do it every day on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even like driving 20 miles. I need out running it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, Bobby, is being called sensitive a compliment for you?
Context.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I can enjoy that you're very sensitive about this issue because it means a lot to me. That's a compliment. Hey, Mr. Sensitive, freaking relax.
Not a compliment.
I do not like that one.
Yeah, I think overall, just like being a sensitive person.
Yeah, I think guys, because of the masculinity the assignment, like we don't want to be sensitive. But most guys would probably be a little offended, yes.
Okay, well, most men now are starting to see it as a compliment, whereas women, if they get called sensitive, they're not seeing it as that. It's almost like it's just reversing. But I think it's great if we all could be sensitive.
If we're sensitive to each other's needs, yes. If we're sensitive because we're little boo-boos, no. Yeah. Like, stop being so sensitive sometimes whenever I tell a funny joke. Not you, Amy. These two knuckleheads over here.
Well, we get offended?
Yeah, and you're like, oh. Don't be sensitive. Yeah, you know?
Yeah. We don't really get sensitive.
How in touch with your own feelings do you think you are?
I don't have a lot of feelings.
Oh, man.
I have empathy towards people that have been through similar things that I have, but I can compartmentalize very easily. I think I've had to my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I can repress everything for a long time.
But you have awareness of that.
Absolutely. Oh, I have hyper awareness.
Is that a talent?
No, it's a survival skill.
Okay.
So not something I'm even proud of, but I'm great at it. I mean, what do you mean to repress? Watch, let's do a game.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about something real sad. I'll repress it real quick. Yeah, I'm very aware of it, but yes, I can do that pretty easily. All right, what else?
There's a sportscaster in Minnesota. His name is Chris Long, and he worked in 47 Taylor Swift songs into one of his segments.
So annoying. I haven't heard it, but it's like weather people who are like, can we do a Snoop Dogg song? Am I going to be annoyed by this?
This is sports.
Okay.
All right, hit it.
It's me. Hi. Want to commemorate Taylor Swift's weekend takeover of Minneapolis? Well, if so, you belong with me. If not, you're on your own, kid. Ready for it? Twins fans knew all too well a cruel summer might develop if they didn't find some daylight this week, but they got out of the woods with 3 straight wins.
No.
He also worked in...
No, just do the sports.
Yeah, and I like Taylor, and I like sports.
Yeah, so cool or lame.
And trying too hard. Take it from somebody who tries too hard sometimes. Me. That's trying too hard. Like, just let's begging to go viral. I'll watch this. I'm going to go viral. Good effort. I can respect it, but yeah, cringy. Yeah, what else?
Alan Jackson is parting with his fishing boat.
Oh, no. Okay.
Whole Billy made me think of Eddie because he wants to live on
let's
the ocean.
Let's buy it.
Fishing boat, like a flat bottom or like a big, like...
Yeah, what kind of boat are we talking?
I mean, you fish off of it, but it looks fancy.
Oh, it's like a small yacht.
Yeah, we probably can't buy that.
Yeah, it's like deep sea. Yeah, yeah.
It's a 68.
I was thinking like an Evan Rude on it.
Me too.
Had like a 40, a little Evan. Like a tracker. Flat bottom, yeah, a little trolling motor. No.
Yeah, it's a 68-foot sports fishing yacht that comes completely decked out.
How much?
$8.2 million.
Yeah, we can't do it.
Oh, my God. For a boat?
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Oh, my gosh. $8 million for a fishing boat?
I mean, that's a lot of money.
I mean, I wouldn't pay a dollar over $6 million.
Amy, it doesn't even look that big.
I don't know what's so fancy about it. It has 4 rooms.
I can't imagine paying money for a boat.
Dude, $8 million.
I don't even like boats, I'll be honest with you.
$8 million better look like a mansion on water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I was kidding about $6 million, but there's no chance.
But zero. It says it here. It has beautiful Linda Ashley interior.
Who's she?
I don't know.
Is it her skin?
But it would be cool to be like, yeah, this used to be Alan Jackson's boat.
Yeah, but not for $8 million. Nothing's that cool.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so Eddie's not getting
it. Nah, I'm not getting that one, Amy.
Dang, that's why. You get like... 6 houses. 6 awesome houses.
Yeah.
Crazy. For that boat. All right, that it, Amy?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Kayla Glass, she's a 911 operator, and she gets a call one day from these people that see an 18-year-old boy who's stuck underneath a concrete slab. They say, he's not breathing. We don't know what to do. So Kayla thinks quick, says, all right, we don't have time. Put me on speaker, and she instructs everyone there. They're all strangers that see the boy. All right, you got to pick up the concrete slab, get it off of him, and then once you get to him, let's do CPR. She instructs him step by step, and because of this, she saved the boy's life. By the time paramedics got there, he was good.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing. And here's the crazy thing.
How did he get caught under the concrete? Do you know?
Don't know. I don't know if it was a construction site or what. No idea.
He just walk up and he's under concrete. I'd freak out too. Okay, what's the crazy part?
Crazy part is that the 911 center awarded Kayla a lifesaver pin. It's not her first time. She's done it twice in her career. So she's a hero, man.
Wow. You'd almost think she's setting these up.
Just to get the pin.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Good for her. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hope you guys had a really good weekend. Let's go over to Amy now and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What kind of tea did the American colonists want?
What kind of tea did the American colonists want?
Liberty.
Tomorrow, 4th of July? Is that
yeah.
That was yeah. The morning corny.
That's pretty good, morning.
Liberty. Yeah. Liberty.
I thought they wanted Boston tea.
Party.
But I know. Yeah.
Okay. What was that about?
Yeah.
What?
The tea party.
I have no idea. Yeah.
The protest, basically.
I don't know. But I just know that's all
Boston tea. Yeah.
Oh, I actually have
a Boston Tea Party one.
Go ahead. Not exactly the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
That didn't happen on the 4th of July.
Mm-mm. When did that happen? They just threw a bunch of tea off the boat?
What did the colonists wear to the Boston Tea Party?
What did the colonists wear to the Boston Tea Party?
T-shirts.
That's funny.
It was just, they were just kind of angry. Like, they went into Boston Harbor. They destroyed a big...
Like a tax thing?
Boat.
That had a bunch of tea?
But, yeah. And
oh, so it was really tea?
It was tax. Yeah, it was tax. Yeah, it was definitely taxation without representation, that type situation. But it wasn't 4th of July or anything, but it was America. I mean, yeah.
What was the most popular dance in 1776? The independence.
Independence. God, those are good, Amy.
Yeah.
You just burned three good jokes.
Yeah. But yeah, you have to because 4th of July is tomorrow.
That's
dude.
True.
Yeah, you got to get them out of your system. You can't do them July 5th, I guess. All right. Thank you, guys. Let's do some more greatest of all times. These are the goats. The category is breakfast cereal.
Ooh. Dang.
What's the goat breakfast cereal? I'm going to go Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
God.
Honey Grahams.
You picked the same one.
Okay. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, baby. The best.
Man, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is so good.
Yeah.
But you get Cookie Crisp, though.
But there is a sleeper that I want to put in
O's.
There.
Honeycombs?
O's.
O's is good. That was good. That's
so
good.
Good.
Yeah, that was a good
one. O's and Cracklin' Oat Bran. I mean, there's too many. I'm going O's. O's, okay. O's
Cracklin' with a K?
No, C.
Oh.
So we got two cinnamons.
One O's.
And a Honey Graham.
Yeah.
A what?
Y'all don't like that?
That's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch without the cinnamon.
I almost picked Life, but I knew y'all would hate it.
Do it for yourself.
Whatever.
Yeah, don't,
it's our own goat.
Yeah, don't worry about our peer pressure.
Yeah.
They're tied.
It's our own goat, okay? Country group.
Oh, easy.
Country group, greatest of all time. Okay, go ahead.
Alabama.
Zach Brown Band.
Little Big Town.
Oh, wow.
Zach Brown Band.
Over Alabama, though?
Yeah, close, but I say yeah.
Okay.
Zach Brown Band. Okay, next go. Toy from your childhood. I'll go. I didn't have one, but Scotty did. And I wished and I begged and he let me. And I played his Nintendo sometimes. Nintendo.
That's huge.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin? Ruxpin?
Ruxpin. Ruxpin.
How do you say it? Good. I'm not saying you're saying it wrong. Ruxpin.
Maybe
right?
I said it wrong as a kid. Don't know.
No, you might have said it right.
Teddy Ruxpin.
No, that's not it though. I don't know how you said it, but that's not it. Teddy Ruxpin. Ruxpin.
That's
Ruxpin.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Brown Huffy bike. That thing took me everywhere.
Eddie.
Slip and slide.
That's good.
That was so much fun.
That's a good goat. Greatest TV finale of all time.
Yeah.
Guys, I have a hard time remembering the end of shows. Like, my friend texted me the other day and said, have you seen the last episode of Succession? And
but don't say anything.
I'm not saying anything. Yeah. But I, like, honestly don't remember.
This is how she spoils more that I set it up. Okay, but you can say you don't have one. Because you guys don't know these.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Game of Thrones because everybody hated it so much and I thought it was hilarious.
Oh.
And I liked it. I was fine. But I'm going with greatest of all. It just created so much controversy. That's what I like a final episode to be. Game of Thrones, the GOAT.
That's good.
Roseanne was also so controversial, but it was stupid.
What happened?
It's a dream.
Oh, yeah.
Dana died, and they didn't win the lottery. Yeah, I guess that. Eddie?
Cheers.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I forgot who it was, though. Is it Sam? Sam's looking at everything. He has to turn the lights off and close it for the last time. That's pretty cool.
Fresh Princess is good.
What's that one?
Carlton's upstairs in the bathroom, and Will shuts down the lights after they move out. And he's like, shuts the lights out. And then it's like, goes to black, whatever, and then Carl's like, hey, I'm the bat! Oh. But it's after they already move out. That's like the final scene. Yeah. You?
Parks and Rec.
What happens? Oh, The Office. I should go with The Office.
Office is good, too. Parks and Rec, it just like shows them a little bit in the future, and it wraps everything up really well. It's a great finale.
Yeah, I'm still going to go Game of Thrones just to troll people. So when they read this, they're upset. Candy bar. What's the goat?
Oh, so many good ones.
Can a Reese's count as a candy bar? No.
Yeah, if it's in that aisle section, we'll go with it.
Reese's.
Kit Kat.
Solid.
Come on.
I love a Kit Kat.
It was between Kit Kat and Twix.
I think I like a Kit Kat and Twix more than I like a Snickers, but I think Snickers is the goat.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Snickers.
Really?
Reese's peanut butter cups, hands down, all day, every day, twice on Sundays.
I want to edit mine to the holiday ones, like an egg or a Christmas tree.
Are they different?
What? Yes.
That's the goat?
The Reese's.
Holiday Reese's?
The Reese's egg or Reese's pumpkin.
You think that's the goat?
Or Reese's Christmas tree or Reese's. Huh. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Here we go. We'll get a few more. Rapper. Greatest rapper of all time. Goat rapper. Amy?
Tupac.
Eddie?
Snoop Dogg for Shizzle.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Okay. Ed, Lunchbox?
Eminem. Lose Yourself.
I just realized. Got it.
Yeah, you can't go farther than that.
Yeah. Even the Shizzle stuff.
What?
No.
What?
Right?
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay. I thought it was another word.
No.
What about you?
Probably Jay-Z.
Oh, wow, Jay-Z.
Probably Jay-Z. Beverage.
This could be any beverage?
Category's beverage. Greatest of all time.
I'm going to eliminate water.
We can't make a water. I'm going to go with Coke, straight Coke. No, Mountain Dew. I got to go Mountain Dew. The greatest of all time is drinks Mountain Dew.
And that's your OG.
Mountain Dew.
Love that stuff.
And then Sunny Delight close second. Mountain Dew first.
Diet Coke.
God, this is hard. I'm between beer and Dr. Pepper. I have to go beer, man. I got to go beer.
Man, right now I'm in the tequila phase. Tequila.
It's just tequila season?
Yeah, it's tequila season.
One final one. 90s television show. What's the greatest of all time TV show from the 90s?
That's easy. Seinfeld.
Yeah,
Friends.
I'm going to go Full House.
Better than Seinfeld?
You got it, dude.
Okay.
Man, Full House was so good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was not as good as Seinfeld.
It was full of life
lessons, I was never a big Seinfeld guy. I watched it more in reruns and only because it was the only thing on TBS. I mean, it was the only thing.
That's crazy. I thought you would love Seinfeld.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you got it.
Home Improvement.
Okay. That's a sleeper pick.
90s.
That's good.
Home Improvement. All right, well, we'll add this to the goat board.
You know what? I got to change.
You've already goated.
No, you said
goated.
No, I messed up.
And once the noise hits, you can't change the goat. That's the rule. That's the standard.
No, I messed up.
Which one?
The TV show. We're still on that subject.
You said Seinfeld.
The Real World. That's a TV show. I was thinking reality show, but it's actually a TV show. And that was the best TV show of the 90s.
I'll accept it. Mm-hmm. But now the final goat. This is the final goat, Bill. That's it. That's our new list of goats.
Yeah, you got it.
Tomorrow's 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Yes. We're going to do easy American trivia. Okay? Don't miss it.
Oh, man.
If you miss it, you lose your citizenship.
No, really?
Last one standing remains a citizen.
Okay. All right.
Everybody else gets shipped off immediately. Ready?
Ready.
Amy, you'll go first. Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Good. Wouldn't that have been humiliating had you missed that?
Yes.
Yeah. Who was the second president of the United States, Lunchbox?
That's easy. John Adams.
Correct. You're still alive. Eddie, what does the DC stand for in District?
Got it. Love it. Keep going, Bones. Keep going.
That's it?
District of Columbia.
I meant to say in Washington, D.C.
I know. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Hey, Morgan, what's the national bird of the United States?
The bald eagle.
Correct.
Is there a full-haired eagle?
Would eagle suffice?
There's a receding hairline eagle.
I mean, my bear.
There's
my
three
bird.
Different ones, right. Yes.
Well, we could just say eagle, right?
Eagle would have worked, yeah. But bald eagle, she nailed it specifically, 100%. Next up. Amy, what animal is the symbol of the Republican Party in the United States?
The Republican Party, they are the elephant or a donkey. Gosh, the Republicans or the elephant?
Correct.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what animal is the Democratic Party?
He knows this, though.
Donkey.
It's fine.
Or did he?
He did.
You just gave it to him and you make yourself feel better.
He knew, so I feel fine.
Well, good. I'm glad you feel fine.
If there's one thing he knows, I know he knows that.
The donkey?
Yeah.
Eddie, what president is on the $5 bill?
The five is Abraham Lincoln.
Good. Morgan, name two of the four presidents carved into Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I've never been.
Two of the four. Me, I mean,
neither have we.
I haven't been there either.
I want to go.
That'd be cool.
That's tough.
Dang. I mean, is it like the first four? So, I mean, I'm taking shots here. George Washington.
George Washington is correct. You need one more of the three.
One more of the three. I'm going to talk this out real quick. It might be Thomas Jefferson. It might be Abraham Lincoln. Also, they have their own memorials. So, is that like another one? Thomas Jefferson.
Correct.
Okay.
Wow.
And Abe Lincoln.
Okay.
Can you name the fourth one, though? Anybody?
No.
You know, I think I would have struggled. I don't know that I would have for sure got it.
I got it.
I think I'd have got there maybe, but...
Jimmy Carter.
No. Jimmy Carter. That's it. On Mount Rushmore?
You did it, buddy. A single-term president. Yep.
I think
you did
it's
it.
Roosevelt.
It's Roosevelt, yeah.
Oh, okay. Roosevelt.
Jimmy Carter?
Taft.
What number was... So Thomas Jefferson is president?
Mm-hmm. Like four,
didn't know that, Amy.
Third? Four? Oh, third,
oh,
yeah.
Third. Oh, wow. So it's between the atoms?
Okay. Good.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Because the atoms...
Yeah. Old Glory, Amy, is the nickname to what?
Old Glory is the nickname of the flag.
It's a good song. Nailed it. Lunchbox, what president is known for delivering the Gettysburg Address?
Gettysburg Address? Oh, that's... maybe that's... That's right.
Jimmy Carter.
That has to be... Abraham Lincoln.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Oof.
Yeah.
What's the name of the famous ship that transported the pilgrims to America, Eddie?
Well, that's the Mayflower.
Good. Nobody's out yet. Let's go, guys. Good job.
We're all Americans.
Don't speak too soon.
Who did the U.S. declare independence from in 1776, Morgan?
I feel like I should know that. I mean, Europe or like somewhere over there, I imagine.
China.
I'm assuming it was Europe because Europe has like the whole royal family.
Who did the U.S. declare independence from in 1776? What country? What?
I don't know. Europe.
Yeah. Big country.
Well, that's like going Earth.
Well,
that's because you're not wrong.
That's a continent.
The right continent. I mean, Europe.
Yeah,
is
but
a country.
I'm saying it's the right planet.
Right.
But it's Great Britain, England.
Oh yeah, Great no, Britain. I got there.
Well, you three are left. We're going to do some speed round here.
Okay.
Whoa, so we are.
Buzz in with your name.
Oh, okay.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Oh.
We'll do five of these. Whoa. What'd you guys write down over there as you were laughing?
China.
China. Oh,
that's what I said.
When you said that.
Yeah. That was funny.
I thought she would say that.
Okay, buzz in with your name.
Yeah.
What state was...
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Hawaii.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
I love it. I love it.
What state was the Declaration of Independence signed in?
I wouldn't have known that anyway.
Eddie.
Massachusetts. Incorrect.
Dang it.
Dang. It got hard.
Where is it signed? Well, what state? I don't know. Philadelphia?
Love it.
Europe.
Love it.
Good answer, Amy.
Pennsylvania. That's what I meant.
No, that's not what
that's
you
where
meant.
The Liberty Bell is.
Yeah, but okay.
I meant Pennsylvania.
And I know. Between the atoms, you just say stuff. But still,
what was I'm not just saying stuff.
What was the answer?
Where is it?
Pennsylvania.
Oh!
Oh.
That's why we're making fun of you.
Just
like,
focus a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're making fun of you. Because she didn't focus either. She could have got it too if she's focused.
Stop it. Oh my gosh.
And you were mean funny. To me back. I was just kidding with you.
Oh man, that is a tough one to swallow.
That is a tough one to swallow.
I knew that. At first I wasn't annoyed because I honestly just didn't think I was getting it right.
She was all annoyed at me for something. And I was like, I don't get it. We're just making fun of you because you guessed.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Come on.
But what city?
What in the question?
McBoat?
Philadelphia, boat, McBoat.
Was it? Was it?
Yes.
I got a city, right?
Yes, that's why it's funny that you didn't get the state.
Holy stupid.
Okay, here we go. And Morgan got the continent right.
Yeah.
Well, she was like the biggest one.
No, not accurate, actually.
I'll be the smallest, I think.
Fine, Asia.
One of the smallest.
Asia, go.
Okay, here we go.
Who wrote... The Declaration.
Hey!
Amy.
Thomas Jefferson.
Correct.
She's back.
Okay.
Dang it.
Okay.
What are?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Bill of Rights.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Eddie. We the people.
Correct.
Yes!
No way!
Yeah!
That's how you do it.
Everybody's running blind.
That's how you do it.
America rules.
Yeah, eliminated
those. What was it? Preamble?
What are the first three words of the Constitution?
Yeah.
Come on. Hey, but I get because
you don't take credit for that.
If I didn't guess Bill of Rights, you didn't have that.
No, that's
all
not true.
All I said is what are. It could have been anything.
Yeah. Well, what's I?
You can't get credit for what are.
Hey, what right. are the colors
I got
of the flag?
Credit.
Yes. Here we go.
Let's go. Come on, Bones.
What do we call the first
Lunchbox.
Bill
of Rights.
Correct.
Yeah.
The first ten amendments to the Constitution.
You guys.
How'd you do that?
Is it 1-1-1?
Yeah.
These guys
final answer.
These guys are idiots. It's funny.
Come
okay,
on.
We got a bunch more, actually.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What is it referred to when the United States bought
Eddie.
Louisiana Purchase.
Correct.
Dang it.
Come on!
And the U.S. bought a territory from France in 1803.
Dude, that going blind is awesome.
Yeah, I taught you it. You're welcome.
No, you didn't.
I took you to school.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
He gets credit. So give him credit. What president is known for resigning from office?
Eddie.
Richard Nixon. Correct.
No idea. Yes. I wouldn't have known that.
At the face of the Watergate scandal. Yeah, there are four more here. Just say
so everybody knows. I mean, I'm taking off.
You're up 2-1.
Now.
Listen,
Eddie's got three.
Might as well. Focus.
I'm focusing. I almost.
What president is on the
Lunchbox. Andrew Jackson.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Eddie.
Eddie. What's wrong with
y'all? George Washington.
Incorrect. What president is on the $50 bill?
50?
You don't know this one.
Yeah, you're not.
The $50 bill.
You ever had a bill that high?
Okay, George Washington, Benjamin. No, he's not president. The 100.
I bet you 10 bucks he'll get
Andrew Jackson.
No, I don't think she'll get it.
Taft!
That's a good
Jimmy
guess.
Jimmy Carter.
It's really Jimmy Carter?
No. No, Ulysses S. Grant.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah,
Ulysses S.
All right, three more.
All right.
Who is known as the father, of the Constitution?
Eddie.
I didn't know that.
Let's go Benjamin Franklin.
Incorrect.
Oh, he's the
Lunchbox.
George Washington.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Carter.
John Hancock.
Incorrect. No, James Madison.
He just wanted to say John
Hancock.
No, he signed it.
Huh? Big. So, first.
Yeah, big.
Who? Okay.
John Hancock.
All right, here we go. What amendment to the U.S. Constitution abolished slavery?
Amendment? Eddie, that's the 14th.
Incorrect.
Hold on. Hold on. Gosh.
16th. So it had to be more than 14, guys.
No. 16th president. Lunchbox. 13th.
Correct.
I was one off.
Yeah.
I was one away. What's the 14th?
I don't know, Eddie.
There had to have been something. With slavery.
Problem. It had to be something.
No.
I don't know.
Okay. It obviously was something.
Okay.
Pool call comes down to this, baby.
It's 3-2-1. I have a question here, but there are five answers to it.
Huh?
So there are five different answers I'll accept. So you can yell and you get it. We'll go to the next one. Here we go. What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment?
Lunchbox. Right to vote.
Amy.
Hold on. Wait. Everybody wait.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Mike, I don't think we give them right to vote.
That's in there.
From the First Amendment. What? Yeah, you get to vote, but I don't know that's the first. No, it's not.
Oh, no.
Incorrect.
You're done.
Well, go ahead.
Amy, get in there, Amy.
Amy, go ahead. Did you yell your name? What's one right or freedom from the First Amendment?
First Amendment.
If Amy doesn't want it, I'll take it.
Amy, you can take it.
Yep. Oh, Eddie. Yeah, freedom of speech.
Correct. That's one. Give Eddie a point.
Eddie, two.
Oh, wait, I can get back in?
Yeah.
Hold on, everybody stop. I was so confused.
Right.
I didn't know I could just keep going.
Yeah, we just made the game up as we're going, so who knows the rules. Oh, yeah, so there are four more here.
All right.
Lunchbox.
Wait. The right to...
so dumb.
The right to protest.
No.
The right to protest. Ah!
That's freedom of speech. In that speech?
No!
No, that's...
I don't think we're going to... I'm going to have to go with the exact words written here, so
okay,
no.
Okay, Eddie. Right to bear arms.
That's not Second the First Amendment.
Lunchbox. The right to assemble.
Correct.
Oh, thank you. Good job.
Assemble what?
Protest.
Yes.
But he's furniture? Right. What are we talking about here?
IKEA, dude. Reason IKEA exists is so you can assemble.
A bike.
Right to assemble.
So we have speech and assembly.
Right.
First Amendment, the freedom.
Lunchbox. No taxation without representation.
I like it.
Well, you're against him.
Oh, I mean, that's a good answer.
No.
Lunchbox. The right to purchase land.
No. As much land as you want.
Lunchbox.
Okay, hold on. We only get like two more.
I got it.
Go Lunchbox. Ahead.
Freedom of expression.
Freedom.
No, that's American.
Oh, Amy. Freedom of religion.
Correct.
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah. Boom.
Is there one more?
There's two.
Oh, there's two more. What can you do that?
Speech. Religion.
Eddie's up 4. Lunchbox 3. Amy 2. What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment? And if something's wrong here and listeners want to email and be mad, right, kick rocks, man. This is the five written here. We're just playing a game.
The
Eddie.
Fight for your right to party. You know what?
It's not a bad guess.
I don't mind it. I won't accept it, but I don't mind
Lunchbox.
It.
Lunchbox. The right to...
No, it's not the right to. The freedom of what? Freedom of...
Oh, freedom of... Movement.
Movement?
Hold on.
Lunchbox! The right to own property.
The longer you listen to this segment, the dumber you know we are. All of us as a group.
Run, Lunchbox!
Let's go, Amy.
What?
You're just yelling your name and saying another word. You're just saying another word.
Give us a hint.
The right to marriage.
No.
That's good.
It is. Lunchbox.
Okay. Oh, my God. See what I'm saying? I can't stop them.
The right to have kids.
No, you can't stop. No. There's one that's a big one with us.
Us? Like on the right to be on the radio.
The right to curse.
Freedom of the press?
Yes.
Freedom of the press. Freedom of the press.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Wait, I got one more. Still one more.
Hold on. You get one more guess. That's it. Go.
All right. Hold on.
Think card.
Let me think. Right.
You need this to tie it up. The freedom of.
Freedom of.
Animal ownership.
Is that true?
No, it's petition the government.
Oh, wow. You,
that's like protest. You wouldn't have gotten it.
I was going to say change the laws.
What just happened?
Nothing. Know. America rules.
I won.
Eddie is the winner.
Won.
That's America.
That's what happens.
You can be an idiot, but as long as you last longer than everybody else in America, you win. Right, Eddie?
Hey, happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
How old is America?
A lot old.
Really?
Lot
old. We were born in 1774.
Six.
72.
No, wait. You yelled two, you yelled...
Oh, yeah, 1776. It was July 2nd, though.
Well, like I said, everybody, in America, just no matter how smart you are, just last longer than everybody else.
I know it's 76.
And it's, yes, okay. You said two, though. You yelled two.
Because I was thinking in my head all along.
But you can't count what you think in your head.
I know, but something I was waiting for you to ask is what the real date of the Declaration of Independence was, because I know it's July 2nd, not the 4th.
Okay, cool. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision, from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tomorrow, 4th of July. Happy America Day, everybody. Hope it's awesome. Be safe with the fireworks. We're going to do the news, but it's a special news. It's an American news.
Okay.
Here we go.
Bobby's Big Stories.
In the news, well, since the year is currently 1607, it's the birth of this nation. The 13 colonies have been established.
Wow.
Laying the foundation for what we feel like is going to be the new world here in 1607 today.
Are we acting like it's 1607 right now?
I'm so confused.
For a second, yeah.
Okay, we're back.
That'd be kind of crazy, though.
Yeah. In Jamestown, Plymouth, Plymouth Rock.
You wouldn't say it like that, though. You would have that, like, all right, say, today marks the day.
It'd also be in black and white.
We also wouldn't have radio.
Yeah, the whole thing, Eddie. Yeah, you got to just kind of suspend belief for a second. Also in the news, this is also happening today here in 1776. The founding fathers just united. The Declaration of Independence, I'm just being told, has been signed. Wow, we're in a new era for the United States.
Wow.
Wow.
Where did they do? Where are they doing that?
It's, well, I'm glad you said so. Yeah. Amy said the state of Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I meant that's the city and the state is Pennsylvania.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm being told now through the xylophone. No, the vectrophone.
Yeah. The homophone.
What do you call the Morse code? Telegraph.
In an unprecedented act of unity and defiance against British rule, delegates from the 13 American colonies have officially signed the Declaration of Independence. So big day today. I think we're going to remember this day for a long time.
I'm going to remember it forever.
For a long time. Also, this year, Betsy Ross has just unveiled the first American flag. You know, earlier in the show, we were talking about being united now and how they signed that declaration. Well, Betsy Ross has now stepped forward, and she's a seamstress. I have some friends that know her. She's just kind of getting by for a long time.
Yo, Betsy.
Yeah, yeah. She finally made it. She went viral.
Yeah, well, she's wicked good on that seamstress.
What's the flag look like? Is it looking?
It is. It's, you know, it's it miraculously handcrafted, by the way. It's nation. It looks like a nation cusp on independence, if you ask me, if I were to describe it.
It's got 50 stars on it?
It does not, Lunchbox. No, there are not 50 stars.
No, there aren't 50 states yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Jumbo.
Yeah.
We only have 13 right now.
That'd be crazy if we ever had 50 states.
That'll never happen, man. I can't. There's a lot of stuff to the left of us. Like,
a lot of land.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we as a country should always respect the American Indians. And I just can't imagine anybody not, because that's their land. That would be terrible.
That's a good point.
Yeah. It's awful. It is really an awful point. Yep. And think about that.
Dang.
That sucked. So, we're in current time. Anyway, 50 states, no way. All right, next up, Francis Scott Key. We just played his other number one hit.
Dude, he's on a roll.
He's got another one. Yeah, it's 1814. It's his second number one. We do feel like this guy's going to be here for a long time. It's called the Star Spangled Banner.
That's a weird name.
It is a weird name. Yeah. And so here today in 1814, he wrote this. In a display of patriotism and resilience, Francis Scott Key, who we know is a poet.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also a lawyer, in case you didn't know. He does internet law. He has written this song, The Star Spangled Banner.
We got a clip of that?
Today on 1814. podcast rules are we can't play a clip.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Well, today is 1789. Well, the year is 1789, April 30th. We just had our first ever inauguration. It's crazy.
Yeah, wow. It was crazy, man. George.
Well, Mr. Washington. Yep. General Washington. From serving our country, fighting for the country, and now he's the president. It's a momentous occasion we had today, April 30th, 1789. George Washington, who led our military, who's been a statesman. He's got white hair. Looks like when I used to beat the racers from school.
That's a wig.
You're telling me that's a wig?
Yeah, well, that's what they're telling me on the streets. They're wearing wigs, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
The town crier.
Did you vote for George? I didn't vote for George.
No, I didn't vote for George either.
You won anyway.
Mm-mm. Yeah, yeah. I got dysentery. I wasn't able to make it to the poll.
Yeah.
What was that disease you got on Morgan Trail?
Dysentery.
Yeah.
I drowned in the river.
Yeah.
Snake bite.
And then finally, Today is January 1st, 1863. Abraham Lincoln emancipates slaves, propelling the United States toward equality and justice in a big day, in a landmark decision that will reshape the course of American history. President Abraham Lincoln has issued the Emancipation Proclamation. And I'll say about this guy, I think he's going to live a long time, and he's going to be here, and he's going to be around until his old age and lead us in a lot of great ways, I'm guessing and predicting.
You know, he loves the theater.
Oh, he's a big art guy?
Loves watching
plays.
Well,
that'll probably... If he's doing that and he's like taking time to decompress and watch the shows, he'll probably live a long time because he's taking time for himself.
Absolutely. I think he's going to live a long time because he's actually the first president that had the idea of getting Secret Service and implementing it.
And there's no, in Secret Service, they're all like, they're going to be with him the whole time and go get drunk while this is happening. Right?
They're not, definitely not going to do that.
Surely not. Okay.
Well, and he's pretty honest.
President Lee.
That was.
Do you not get the bit?
What?
You understand what we're doing?
Do you not
here?
Understand what's going on here?
Yeah, he's honest, Dave.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He'll live a long time because people like honest people.
Huh. I think he does know what we're doing here.
But I don't think he knew what we were doing.
I picked up on it.
After the fact.
He's like, and he's got a beard. No. We're being very wrong about the future.
Oh, well, yeah, he's a pretty dishonest guy.
No. Because, you know, he gets killed in the theater, and we're like, I bet he lives a long time.
We're
showing how wrong...
Right, I know, and then
so the bit was keep wrongly predicting stuff, even though we know it's not going to
happen. So now I should say he's really dishonest.
No.
Because that'd be a bit wrong, because he's really honest. He's called Honest Abe.
Okay.
No?
All right. Well,
and that's how you kill a bit.
That's
how
you...
Take notes.
That's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Abby, what's happening with your neighbor?
Okay, so I have new neighbors right across from me. I'm in, like, townhomes. And every night, the guy decides to come out, sit in his car, and bump his bass. Like, he has his radio at full blast. Every night at, like, 11 to midnight. And then he did it, the other day, Saturday morning at, like, 7. And I was, I almost lost it.
He just goes out to his car to do it? He doesn't do it in the house?
Yeah, no. I don't understand. He will just sit out there with his car idling, listening to music. I'm like, don't you?
Does it go?
Yeah. Yes. And that's the most annoying part is the bass.
And if he did it at 4 p.m., it wouldn't matter as much.
Right.
But because it's at?
At midnight. Every night. And I have to get up early. I don't understand why he is doing that. Why can't you listen in your house?
Or do it earlier.
Yes.
Because people are sleeping.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do?
I don't know what to do because he's a new neighbor. I don't want to make it awkward because he's right across from me. So he can see me, and sometimes we walk out, and we're both walking outside, and we make eye contact. So I don't know what to do.
Is he cute?
I think.
Here we go.
Yeah, there he is.
He lives with a girl, so that's not even a thing. But anyway, no. He's
What would you do, Lunchbox?
Listen, Abby, you can go over there and say something. Or you can just put some earplugs in and go to sleep. I mean, maybe he's going outside to smoke, and his girl won't let him smoke, so he sits in the car and listens to music while he smokes.
Yeah, I think it's the level of how loud the music is. It keeps her awake.
Yeah, earplugs don't work, and I have a noisemaker in my room, and I put it on full blast. I can still hear it over there.
When the dogs were pooping all over your yard, yes. Same situation, what did you do?
Oh, I put a note on their door.
Okay.
Oh.
I think it's note time.
I think it's note time on the car.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think
that
so.
That makes me nervous. Because the other guy, I feel like I knew a little better. This one, I know nothing about him.
You know he has a girl and you think he's cute, so...
I didn't say he was cute.
Well, you, him and Holland for about 10 minutes.
What kind of car does he have? Is it cool?
It's just a regular, basic...
Does he have a system in there?
He must, because it's intense.
That's awesome.
When you see him, when you're coming out, does he seem friendly at all? No. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Why don't you just go to the front desk?
We don't have that. I mean, you mean like the HOA? I guess I could email the management.
Oh, so it's not apartments. It's townhome.
Yes. So there's an HOA. I could go to the management, I guess.
When you come into work, is he asleep?
Oh, yeah.
That's when you leave the note.
Oh, I thought you meant me like retaliate and do something.
No,
I thought about that too.
Are you gonna key his car?
No, I thought you were gonna get a system put in your car just so you could base it out there in the morning.
Yeah.
If you're not comfortable just saying, hey, because I wouldn't be comfortable just going, hey, turn your radio down.
Mm-hmm.
You could leave a note on the car. Hey, excuse me.
I live right next door.
I wouldn't even say I would say we, the neighbors, have recently come together and we've expressed our frustration to each other about how loud your music is at night sometimes.
we understand that, hey, music's awesome. We all need it. However, after 10 p.m., a lot of our kids are asleep and getting ready to go to school. Could you please, after 10 p.m., lower the level a little bit? Then say something like, I also love Cypress Hill. All right, thank you. You know, it's just
cool, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Okay. Because this actually happened to the neighbor next to them, and my neighbor went over one time, and he was like, hey, can you turn it down? And the guy cussed him out and blew smoke in his face and was like, no, I won't.
He had some smokers. Oh.
This is the next door one. But the same thing happened, so I'm scared he's going to make it worse if I address it.
Yeah, know? I don't. I just leave it be.
Leave it be?
Leave it be.
Sleeping dog lie?
No. I don't know. Noisemaker, earplugs. Get another noisemaker.
Move. Yeah.
Amy got pizza sent to her house. She moved.
Yeah.
Yes, move. People are, we see things in the news about, what was it? There was a story not too long ago where I literally think someone went over and said, hey, can you quiet down? We have kids that are trying to sweep. And the person just got rid of everybody. You know what I mean?
Got rid of them, like returned them?
Threw them away?
No.
They got rid of him.
I don't want to be morbid, but the neighbor.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Shot them all.
Well, no. It was a little. They asked him to quit shooting his gun in the front yard.
Okay, yes. He was making loud noises with his gun, and they said, "Hey, could you please stop doing that? We got kids that are trying to sleep." And then he just was like, "Okay."
He already had a gun.
And then they all died.
Yeah, he was shooting the gun in the air in the front yard.
That guy's an idiot. I'd call the cops on that one.
Yeah. Well, how about calling the cops on this one? Because
this
listen,
ain't cop worthy.
When I had a garage band, we used to jam out in the garage.
You're Mr. Snitch, though, all of a sudden you don't want to call
911. Yeah. This is 911.
But this is 911. You guys
say
are wasting
911. I just said call the cops.
How do you call the cops, Eddie?
You look it up, police department, and then you say, "What's the charge? Disturbing the peace, man." When I had a garage band, cops came by one time. And they knock on the garage door, and I'm like, "We're like jamming out." We're like, "Do you guys hear knocking on the?" We raise the garage door. Two cops. And they're like, hey, sorry, guys. Hey, you guys sound great, by the way. But some of the neighbors, seriously, he said this. Some of the neighbors are complaining about your noise. And I said, who was it? Like, because they were cool. They were cool with us. And he said, I can't tell you who they are. So they're going to keep it anonymous.
Would you call the cops?
No, I don't think so.
Would you leave a note?
Because he's an adult man, this guy. Were you a kid when you were playing?
I was a teenager. In my 20s.
Okay. Well.
1 to 10 scale, 10 meaning you want to absolutely rip your hair out and move. How annoying is it?
Oh, about 9.
Okay, then you should do something about it because your quality of life shouldn't suffer because he's got music up at 9, 10, 11 o'clock.
Yes, okay.
And if it's bothering you, it's bothering other people and everybody's scared to say something.
Mm-hmm, that's the thing.
So I would leave a note early in the morning and...
Not in your handwriting.
Cut up letters from the newspaper like a psycho killer.
You type it out.
Type it.
And then I would just say it's coming from a group of folks and you would request nicely. And then if he doesn't...
Then it's 911.
Then you say it's from Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do signs.
And have him meet us here at the building.
Okay.
Well, meet me out front.
Yeah.
Catch me outside.
Do the note. It worked last time.
Yeah, it did. And that ended well, so... Okay.
Maybe a love connection.
Maybe a love connection.
That's not what I'm looking
for. Okay, let us know, okay, Abby?
I will. Thanks.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Harvard. There's a Harvard professor who teaches honesty. His classes are all about honesty and the world of honesty. Well, he's been busted falsifying data in his research papers.
No, you can't do that.
So he teaches honesty at Harvard. But he lies.
Yeah, data fraud.
Dang, you would think that it's like if you're an expert in honesty, you would think people would always be trying to catch you not being honest, so you'd be sure to be honest all the time.
Yeah, sort of like Bobby not cursing. I always try to get him to curse because I'm like, ooh, I want to bust him.
Well, or me drinking. I don't drink, and I know people are always trying to take pictures of me out, trying to prove that I do drink.
Well, that too.
Wow.
So, and I don't. And I don't care. You take all the pictures you want. But this guy, I think people would be like, let's find him lying. Like, you're more, if you say proclaim you're something, people are trying to prove you're not.
Why do you take the honest class? Like, what's the deal? What's the prereq for that?
The judge said, you got to go take this honesty class because you got you lying.
Because you're a liar.
Or maybe a wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I have no idea why the class would. Huh. Maybe it's a communication.
It's behavioral science. Yeah. The technical term.
Not like how to be honest.
Okay. I mean,
it is kind of about how to be honest.
Yeah. Okay, well, he got in trouble for lying.
Yeah, even though he's supposed to be honest. But that's at Harvard. Did you ever think about going to Harvard?
No.
Nope.
I didn't even know it was, I mean, I knew it was a real place, but it was on TV.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. I mean, it was on TV. Only rich people, smart people. I didn't even know how to get into a school like that. So no.
Like an Ivy League?
I don't even know where it is.
In Boston.
It's yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I know MIT's in Boston.
Yeah.
I almost went there.
No, you
Boston
didn't.
University's in Boston.
You did not almost go to MIT.
Yeah.
You might have almost went to the NIT basketball tournament.
No. I stayed at a hotel right across the street from MIT.
But you didn't almost go to school there.
He thought about it.
Yeah, when I saw, like, my, what do you call them? When you go to a hotel and the bed spread, is that what it's called, a bedspread?
Like the comforter?
Comforter.
Yeah.
It, like, had all math equations on it. It was right.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, from MIT. I thought it was pretty neat.
We probably would know what a comforter is, though.
I couldn't think of the name.
That's why you didn't get accepted
to
MIT. Yeah. All those schools, like Harvard's and, like, Cambridge, but, like, the Patriots are not exactly in Boston either. They're all in their little... There are little sections up there in the Northeast. But that's a cool story. We caught him lying. Is that it, Lunchbox?
That's it. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
I mean, you said your son is in the, I'm going to make everybody feel like a heathen phase. What does that mean?
Well, doing lots of church camp this summer. Lots. So.
Oh, so he wants people to be like.
You know, I think we all, if you grew up going to church or youth group or camps, I think we all kind of went through this phase of like, you aren't listening to the Christian station.
Especially at first.
Is it for, yeah. So it's like every time he gets in the car, it's if I have it on the pop station or country station or Stashir and I are listening to something else, he's like, can you put on the Christian station, please? And we're like, well, we're listening to this song. And he's like, so you don't like Christian music anymore?
He's judging you.
He's just making us feel like heathens because we're listening to pop. Yeah. Or he'll be like, insert anything. I feel like it could be like, are we going to keep watching this because... did they live together and they're not married? Or, you know, like a TV show or...
Yeah, that's tough, but also
Mom,
good.
Mom, you had a glass of wine. Are you getting drunk?
Oh, yeah. Like, I get that one.
That'll fade.
Right.
Because he'll realize you're always drunk. So it's just,
no, it's not. No,
because of Norm.
Hey.
So, yeah, it's just that funny, like, he's making us all feel like heathens.
Any of my friends that were born again, they go through that phase where they're, like, so in... that they want to do everything exactly as they think it should be done because they feel like how they had lived before wasn't right. So they go full boat. It normalizes a bit.
It's a pendulum. But yeah. I mean, you know, it's the kid thing. It's cute. I actually kind of like it. He's now looking, I'm only going to date somebody if they love Jesus. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. It's great. But it's just always top of mind, which I think is really, really good for him. But it's just funny to watch it play out. Like anything we do is like.
Does he have friends that he only has from church?
Yeah, he has
some. Does he have like a group or like a.
They have a group. Yeah, a church they hang out with. Yes. But these camps he's going to, I'm very proud of him. I just signed him up for certain ones all around town because. We got to stay busy.
Yeah.
We got to stay busy. And he goes in not knowing anybody. Like the one he's at this week, he has not known.
That's so good for him, aside from the church part of it.
And I'm proud of him. He doesn't. He's like, okay, where am I going this week?
Like the ability, or even the learned ability to go in and acclimate also teaches you who you are. How to communicate. That's really good.
I'm proud of him.
Good for you for finding busy work for him.
Well, yeah.
Stay busy.
Ben and I are both still working, you know, so we've tried to do lots of stuff for the kids. So, but it's just hard to always find. Last year we had summer school. This year it did not. So that's where it got a little complicated.
So just hours of the day where nothing's going on, you just have to fill?
Yeah. And it's like, you're still trying to work. I'm waiting for when the mission trip comes where he comes home. He's like, I'm getting rid of all of my clothes. I'm donating everything. We have too much.
Got it.
You know that?
Mm-hmm. I thought you said it when he comes home, he goes, I'm going on a mission trip.
No, I'm waiting. Like, this is the phase we're in. Like, he's going to go somewhere, and then that's going to be the thing, which I get. I did that too.
I think we all did at some point. We're like, I'm only living this way. Okay, look, everybody, thank you for listening. We're not going to be on tomorrow, 4th of July. Hope you have an awesome holiday. Be safe. Don't shoot fireworks from your hand. All the normal stuff. Keep your dogs inside if you can while fireworks are going, because they will leave. They will run away. They will be scared. That's it. Be safe. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Thank you, guys. We'll see you on Wednesday. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones. Yeah.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.